Praise the living Jesus. I want to welcome us once again. Today is like the first post-anniversary church that we'll be having in this ministry. Last Sunday, we celebrated the 7th anniversary of this ministry by the grace of God. And we thank God that He took us through the phase of incubation to the phase of inauguration to the phase of takeoff to the phase of establishment. And now He has set a new agenda for us that is taking us to the phase of expansion. Amen. So, and I want you to know that when I am talking about expansion, it's a new grace that is coming upon the ministry. It's not only for the church, it is something for you also to appropriate in your personal lives. So when I be speaking this morning, I'm not talking about the ministry. I'm only also talking about our lives as individuals, because every life here is a ministry. And so I'll be talking this morning about getting set for expansion. Getting set for expansion. Before I take the text, or we go into the text, I want you to know that anytime you want to expand, what does it mean? You want to take on new territories. Am I right? When you expand, you are going into a new territory that was no longer was not before under your domain. And every time you want to expand and take new territory, I want to know that territory you are taking over is not vacant. The territory you want to take over, where you want to expand into, has some principalities, has some rulership over the place. And therefore, anytime you want to expand, be ready for contention. Anytime you want to take a new territory, be ready for war, for contention. But you must not be bothered by the contention. You must not be distracted by the contention. You must be prepared to push ahead in faith. And this morning, I want to look at the book of 2 Kings as our text for this morning, getting set for expansion. 2 Kings chapter 6. And I'm going to read just two verses. Verse 1 and 2. And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold, now the place we went with you is too small for us. Verse 2. Let us go, we pray you, unto Jordan, and take there every man a beam, and let us make a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. The sons of prophets, they told Elisha that it was time for them to expand. They were become uncomfortable with operating within a small territory. They were no longer excited by sharing testimony in a local environment. They were no longer fulfilled by just occupying a small space of the universe. They believed that their influence needed to expand. They believe their domain needed to expand. But one thing, or two or three things, I want to know here, that when they wanted to expand, they realized there was a need for commitment. They realized there was a need to do things differently. They realized they needed grace. They were prepared, everyone, to do what? To take a beam. Then just say, well, you are a man of God. This place is more for us. We want to expand. Just call on your God and let us just give us a new territory. Did they do that? No. They were committed to it. And to show the commitment, they decided everyone will take a beam. Let me ask you. As this ministry is now in the phase of expansion, which beam are you taking? As you have decided in your own life that your influence needs to expand, which beam are you taking? You are not ready to expand if you are not committed to taking a beam. And you are not ready to expand if you are not ready to think differently. You know, they knew they needed an axe. They had to go and borrow the axe. There was ingenuity. They did not have money for the axe. Axe was not part of the resources available in the place where they dwelt. And they did not have the resources to go and buy it. They went to borrow. And they requested that the man of God should go with them. They longed for grace. When the children of Israel needed to move to a new territory, because when they were in Egypt, remember, they were really flourishing. They were multiplying, even much more than the Egyptians. If you talk in terms of prosperity, they were prospering. You talk in terms of increase, they were increasing. But God knew that the purpose of God for their lives could not be fulfilled in the land of Egypt. Therefore, they needed to go and take over new territory. And when they wanted to go over, what happened? They faced contention. And when they faced contention, they were less prepared. And they were crying. And if you look at the book of Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, the Lord said unto Moses, why are you crying unto me? Say unto the people of Israel, go forward. In other words, God was telling them that they should not be bothered about the contention. They should step out in faith. I want us to know that as we are now going to the phase of expansion in this ministry, we should realize at the back of our mind, some contention will come up. We want to take one new territory. Those who are occupying the territory will not let go easily. And therefore, that demands commitment for every one of us. That demands thinking in a new way that we have not been thinking before, doing things differently. That will also require praying for more grace and more anointing. And that will also require our faith operating at a higher level. Let me say that our vision must not be determined by our view. If we want to expand and we are still basing what we want to do on what we can see around us, on what we can evaluate our capability, then we are not ready for it. I want us to look at something book, Isaiah chapter 54. And I want to dilate a bit on this. Isaiah chapter 54. And I want us to read from verse 1 to 3. Sing. I want to listen to this. Sing, O barren. Thou that did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. Thou that did not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitation. Spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your sticks. Verse 3.
For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left hand, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Now, I want you to look at something here. It was a prophecy which the Lord gave to the prophet Isaiah. He said the barren woman should sing. Those who are not in labor, they should begin to sing for joy. Let me tell you something. Prophecy is generally futuristic. It is never realistic. How can a barren woman begin to sing about the children? A woman who had never experienced the joy of pregnancy and the pain of labor and the excitement of delivery. The Lord says you should begin to sing and begin to enlarge the tent and begin to talk about the multiple of children. What is God saying in essence? What I'm about to do is not determined about what you are currently passing through. What you are about to experience has no bearing with your current reality. Do not be carried away about where you are. And there are some people this morning who for long have been waiting on the Lord for one thing or the other, and nothing seems to be happening, and it's taking away their joy. The Lord is saying, sing, O ye barren. Sing for joy. And there are some people who have already resigned to faith because all their efforts are not yielding results. The Lord is saying, enlarge your tent. Yes, you have nothing. But I am about to do something that's greater than your imagination. So you need a big faith. Let me tell you, this woman that God is asking to sing will not be able to sing if she is fixated on her current predicament. So it is time for us to move from the fixity of our mind or the rigidity of our mind to the elasticity of mind. Let us enlarge our vision. Don't let us be fixated on our weaknesses, on our limitation, on our current situation. Look at what the Bible says in that verse 2 of that Isaiah 54. Say, enlarge the tent of your tent, enlarge the place of your tent. A barren woman who is yet to have his quiver full, even the quiver is empty. But the Bible says, even before you have what to fill with, enlarge. What am I saying this morning? God is taking you in your personal and individual lives into a place of enlargement. So do not worry about whether you are the wherewithal, about what you are contending with, and that what the situation you are passing through. The only thing is that your mind needs to be enlarged. Your vision needs to be elastic. Don't put God within the constraint of where you are. Many of time when we are praying to God, we are still putting God within the framework of our constraint. Why did the Bible say that you cannot put a new wine in an old bottle? In those days, they used to put wine in the animal skin. So if you if the animal skin is now hold, it's already hard. And when you put a new wine in attempt to put it there, it will want to expand the skin, and therefore it will begin to crack, and then it will begin to leak. But if it's a new wine, that's a new wine skin, you put it there because it is still fresh, it begins to expand. As you put it, as the wine is fermented and is enlarging, the skin begins to enlarge. So if you want to go into a new phase, you need a new mentality. You need a new phase. You need a new frame of mind. I want to ask you this morning, what is that thing, or what is that territory you want to conquer? What is that new phase you want to go into? What is that new thing you want God to do? I want you to know one thing, that if we are going to enlarge, enlargement will come in all ramifications. Let me give you an example. One thing you know, as individual, God wants to expand your scope of influence. Now, one of the ways by which the kingdom of God enlarges is by God increasing this scope of influence of his people. Let me give you just some example you can relate with. Now, if some people have academic problem now, and they are asking for how they go around this and that, what do we do? I just ask them, go and see Sister Dora. She can do the run around for you. In that case, God is giving us influence. Am I right? Some last Sunday, about 2 Sundays ago, a member of this church was sick and could not leave home. And Brother Stephen brought it to my attention and just said, just call Sister Duni in the hospital. And they took her, the member there, and she took over everything. What has God done there? God has given us influence. Some people ask, you know, they will need some medical review. I just say, go and meet Brother Benga at the OETCH. And then it will take over everything, and then they will be happy. What are God doing? What has God done in that place? God is giving us influence. So one of the ways by which we are going to enlarge is God to increase our, you know, area of influence. Let me tell you, the Lord will increase your influence. Individually, the Lord will increase your influence. In the new phase we are going to, and that the Lord will also increase the influence of this ministry, because we are going to spread beyond our current place. In the new phase we are going, God is going to give us the grace for growth. One thing I want you to believe God for your own life and for this ministry, that in the new phase you are praying, and should be a prayer point, it should be a pursuit, that God, I am asking for grace for growth. Because it's not of him that willeth, it's not of him that runneth, it's of him that sweateth mercy. So we need God to lead the grace for growth for this ministry and for us as individual. God will give us prosperity for purpose. Let me tell you, the ministry will be hampered if the resources, both physical and spiritual, are not available. But the kind of prosperity we are talking about is not the one we want to use just for show off. It's not the one we want to use for competition. It's not the one we are designing to pepper them. What we are asking for is prosperity for what? For purpose. And let me tell you, by the grace of God, as members of this ministry and as a church, Cedar General Gospel Church, the Lord is going to give us prosperity for purpose. And by this, we are going to expand. And thirdly, God is going to provide the means for the ministry. So we need to grow. We need prosperity. We need the means. The means I'm talking about, both physical and spiritual. If God will release these three into your life,
If you will desire and you pray for this and God answer this prayer, your life will be different. By the time God releases the grace for to grow, by the time he releases prosperity for purpose, by the time he releases the means for the ministry, you become a total man. Then the scripture will be fulfilled in your life. That he said, I wish above thee that thou may prosper and be in good health, even as I so prospered. This is the phase we are going into. And let me tell you, as I try to round up the message, if you want to take over a new territory, if you want to expand, if you want to move to a new arena, then you must know that it will come, might come in an unusual way. You will you experience some unusual things, pleasantly unusual anyway. You will come with like I told you before, a new God will open your eyes to new things you never knew before. God may have to challenge some mentality you are held onto for long. And I'm going to give us an example to underline this from the book of Matthew. And we are going to read after that, we read one passage and then we are going to round up. Matthew chapter 14. I want us to read from verse 22 to 25 quickly. What am I saying? If you want to go into new territory, if you want to expand, God will bring some new possibilities your way. Some new possibility must come up on your horizon, and you must be sensitive to it. At times when God wants to take us to a new place, God will open our eyes to some new possibilities on the horizon. But many times we misread, misinterpret, or we lose it. But you will not in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. Say, and straight away, Jesus constrained his disciple to go into a ship and go before him to where? To where? To the other side. They have been on one side. They have been used to a place. They had enough knowledge of a particular terrain. They have become expert in the topography of a locality. But then they needed to go to the other side. While he sent the multitude away. See, it was not the multitude that should go to the other side. He was with the multitude. But the disciples needed to go to what? To the other side. Then to go to a new territory. Then what happened? Verse 23. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Verse 24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Verse 24. And the fourth hour, the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. Now, if you read further, when they saw you, what did they say? They said it was a ghost. They were to go to the other side. Then, at that time, they knew the only means of transportation at that time was to use the boat. And when they were in the boat, their comfort zone was threatened. You cannot want to move to a new territory and you still stay within your comfort zone. They wanted to go to the other side, still in their comfort zone. And then God needed to shake that mentality. That you cannot go and take a new territory and remain your comfort zone. So if as a ministry, we are going to expand, we must move beyond our comfort zone. We need to shake our place of comfort. And when the comfort zone was shaking, then something happened. Because Jesus is the author of everything. He never leaves you alone. So Jesus came unto them, but what did happen? They saw him walking on the water, and they thought it was a ghost. God wanted to open their eyes to a new possibility, that you can go beyond the normal means. I can do the impossible. I can do a miracle beyond your imagination. I can ferry you without the boat. You are used to the boat. That the only thing that could conquer the water then was the boat. Sheep were not yet discovered. That beyond the boat, I can give you something else. But when Jesus began to walk on the water, what they say? They say he was a ghost. Then Peter, when I showed them, Peter then said, how is it possible to walk on water? Remember, the water was not calm. It was not a water that was still. And just said, now, because God wanted to open their mind, blow their mind. My Lord is going to blow your mind. Amen. When you want to go into a new phase, you want to expand, you can't stay with the same mentality. God needed to blow their mind. Say, okay, come and join me. And you know what? Peter experienced a new level of anointing. He had anointing to talk. We knew him to be very loquacious. But then, the anointing he was only experiencing was the anointing just to speak. He had not yet received the anointing to do the impossible. My brother and my sister, if you are a member of this ministry or you are listening to me anywhere, the kingdom of God is not only in words, but in power. The Lord is going to release a new face, a new level of anointing upon your lives to do the impossible in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus unto Peter, come. Remember, even the boat, they were inside the boat. The boat was being, they were running hard. That's what the Bible say. Jesus said, come. And you know, Peter walked upon water. Peter received the grace. It is the anointing to walk on water that was not still. On water that was troubled. On water where the wind was raging. My dear brother, sometimes we pray for God to still the storm. Some of those occasions, God does not want to still. He wants to ride and walk upon that storm, even while it is not still, to show his power. But when you are just praying, God, still the storm, still the storm. And you thought the only way God could walk is to see the storm. And if the storm was not quieting, you begin to think that God is a failure. Sometimes God wants to step out in that storm and ride upon it. In faith, that was what God wanted Peter to know. That was what he wanted the apostles to know. That yes, I have the power to see the storm. Have the ability to let you ride upon this boat. Since I had to come to the other side. If you had just come and meet me, said, just came, we follow him, and then we got the result. But I want to let you know that even when the storm is raging, you have the power and the anointing, if the storm refuse to stop, to stand and walk upon the storm, if you have the faith. I speak unto someone this morning who is listening unto me. A storm is raging in your life. The wind is blowing against your life. The enemy is threatening you with instability. You are praying, you are crying, you are fasting. Nothing seems to be happening. Today, receive the anointing to walk upon that storm unto safety in the mighty name of Jesus. They cried for the storm to be still, but was not quieting. But God released the grace to walk upon the storm. Peter was walking upon the water that was being troubled by the wind. Upon the water, the waves was raging, and Peter stepped out and was walking on it. Why? Because a new grace came upon his life. When you are going to expand, God releases a new grace. When God asks you to move the new third, he gives you a new ability, but you must be sensitive. And you must have enough faith to embrace it and walk in it. Do you know one thing? Even when his faith shook, Jesus did not allow him to sink. Even when, you know, because he already acted in faith, and God realized that this guy had already obeyed me, but was just being human by looking at the wind. How can the wind be blowing? The storm is raging. The water is not quiet, and I can walk upon it. Is it possible? Doubt came. Even when he stepped out in faith, and at a point that his faith shook, God did not allow him to sink. Why? Because he stepped out in faith. Let me tell you something. I don't know what's anything you are planning to do. Maybe in your personal career. Maybe about your business. Maybe about your work. Maybe you have a new plan. And you are just been meditating about it. Hey, I don't have the means. I don't have the facility. I don't have the people to help me. Step out in faith. Because God will back you up. Not for us in this ministry and for the members of this ministry, we are in the face of expansion. It comes with grace. It comes with anointing. It comes with supernatural backing. But you need the faith to push ahead. Even when the enemy tries to shake your faith, God will not allow you to sink. He will stretch out his hand to you. So for us as a ministry, and for us as individuals, it is time to expand. It is time for God to increase our influence. It is time for God to take us to a new level. And let me tell you, we are going to experience a new level of grace, a new level of anointing. And God is going to open our eyes to new possibilities. In the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, I want to read Psalm 2 verse 8. And then we are going to pray. Psalm 2, book of Psalm chapter 2 verse 8. Ask of me. Remember, we just read in Isaiah, during the time of prayer, ministry, that he teaches our hand to profit. If you are perceptive, you find that everything just go in line. And I will lead the way in which we go. Let me tell you, it's no longer time to sit down. It's no longer time to be indolent. It's no longer time to be glued to a spot. Put all your thinking cap and God will give you inspiration. Conceive a vision. Conceive an idea. Conceive a venture. Go in faith that Lord will back you up. Don't begin to look at the impossibility around the constraint of COVID-19. Go beyond that. Let me tell you, if anybody is waiting for COVID-19 to go away, it might not go away so soon. It's not a negative prophecy. It may not go away so soon. So, will you tie down your life for that? Don't put God within your own constraint. Remove the rigidity of mind. Fixity of mind. Enlarge your mind. Say, I will teach your hand to profit. Do not observe the wind. I will teach your hand to profit. Do not observe the wind. I will guide you where the way to go. I will make you to ride, walk upon the storms. Stop crying because the storm is yet to be quieted. Stop pitying yourself because the storm is ever increasing the more you pray. Maybe God wants you to just step out and ride on that storm so that we show forth his power. Any storm in your life that has refused to abate, God will lift you up, give you the grace, the anointing to ride upon it, and giving praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Ask of me, and I shall give you the heathen for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. Do you believe that? Is that word for you? Is that word still alive? Is that word still effective? Ask of me, and I shall give you the heathen for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Anywhere you are, stand on your feet and turn into prayer. I don't know what God has spoken to you in the course of this exhortation. I don't know what God has dropped in your spirit. I don't know the kind of constraints you have been considering that has not allowed you to move forward. The Lord told Moses, why are you crying unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they should go forward. Have you been stagnant in one particular area of life? It's time that God wants to move you forward. Now begin to ask of me, and I give you the healing for inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. I want you to speak unto God this morning. I want you to ask God this morning. I want to believe God this morning. And I want to challenge him with his word. And use your own faith to challenge him. Challenge the word of God with your faith. And the Lord will surprise. That was exactly what Peter did. He challenged the word of God with his own faith. And even when his faith was about to fade, the Lord stepped in. Even when his faith failed, the Lord did not allow him to sink. My brother, God will not allow you to sink. He will not allow the devil to sink the ship of your life as long as he remains your God. As long as you are not taking other God. As long as you remain rooted in him. As long as you remain connected to him. Maskapa linga gaski impapa sumpo linga. Rinka kaka skampa sumpo lingo. Rokokoko sumpo simpa papa. Rente keke sumpo lingo sumpo lingo simpo lingo. Baranga gaga simpa liga. Randa ka sampa liga. You are the Lord. From beginning to the end, there is no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There is no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
Oh, you are God.
You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
Oh, you are God.
There's no place for argument. You are God. Now listen to me. I just want to take this one more prayer and I'm going to round up. Maybe there are some storms that are raging around your life. There are some areas where winds are blowing and they are yet to abate, and you have been so discouraged because this wind has been long in blowing. This storm has been long in raging. Now this morning I want to ask for the power and the enablement to ride upon these winds to ride upon this storm and to get to a place to the harbor of safety and testimony. Pray that prayer this morning and the Lord will release grace. I'm trusting God to release grace. I'm trusting God to release the anointing. And you can be specific about those areas. Remember, this is a personal prayer. This is a personal request. I want you to challenge God with it. And I trust that, Lord, you are going to share testimony. Challenge God with it. I'm trusting God, you are going to share a testimony. Manteli ma sotoli mama. Rentoka sampalunge rimama. Rentuka skimbakute. Reke subaba sindeli. Raanda kas kahamba liba. Rosokopos kahanda. Raandi karima maska ibe. Reendu sa imbaba kantaliba. Reensu kupus kandalaba. Raanda kurimos komboliga. Raanda kas kambalue. Reense kepoliga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we bless your name this morning because you are God from beginning to the end. You are the God of yesterday, the God of today, and the God of tomorrow. Lord, I pray for this ministry this morning, Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach. I pray for members of this ministry this morning. I pray for everybody hearing me now. Lord, I pray that you expand the territory and the cause of everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, anytime you encourage your people to extend and to expand, the enemy tries to attack. Even the axe head with the sons of the prophet borrow, the enemy took it off. But you step in and you call the axe to swim. My Lord and my God, whatever may be the challenges, whatever may be the contention, whatever may be the opposition against the advancement of your people this morning, you step into it and you take it away in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, some of them have been stagnant. Some of them, they have some ideas, but they have been considered the magnitude of the challenges and the things they have or they do not have. Lord, this time and this morning, open their eyes to new possibilities. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, give them the grace and the unction to step out in faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, this morning unto this ministry and unto everyone who is listening, I pray for grace for growth. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, this ministry will expand in leap and in bounds. In the mighty name of Jesus. Also this morning and this time, I pray for this ministry and I pray for everyone. I pray for prosperity for purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for means for the ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, are there some who have been contending with storms? Are there some lives again which the waves and the storms have been raging? Contrary wind has been blowing. They have fasted, they have prayed, they have sought counsel, there seems to be no result. This time and this morning, oh Lord God, give them the grace to ride upon the winds, to ride upon the storm, and get to the place of the harbor of safety. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Lord, this morning I pray no wind, no storm that's raised against your people shall be able to stop them again. Shall be able to stop them again. Shall be able to stop them again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord.